Unit 11, Period 5, Activities 2 and 3.
I think one of the best descriptions of a first day at school is by the writer and poet Laurie Lee. He writes about the day he joined his small village school through the eyes and mind of his five-year-old self, giving the reader a clear impression of how it felt to be thrown, suddenly and without warning, into a strange new world. Having got used to his familiar life at home, he doesn't want to go, so his sisters have to pick him up and carry him to the school gates. From the unconnected details he remembers, we get a clear picture of the confused young boy surrounded by strange adults and older children who are a complete mystery to him. He spends that first day wandering from place to place, obviously with no idea of why he's there or what he's expected to do. And when he gets home that afternoon, in a very bad mood, he announces that he has no intention of going there again. This is one of the things that makes the memories so believable. He supposes that this was just one unpleasant, confusing day, and that everything can now return to normal. Isn't that exactly how children's minds work? But the detail that I find most convincing is the way he responds when his sisters ask him why he didn't like school. "They promised me a present, but they never gave it to me," he replies. "One of the teachers," he explains, "had said to him, 'You just sit over there for the present.' I sat there for hours," he tells his sisters, "but I never got it."